touched up and got back onside before the goal was scored. Wrong. None of their players touched up. Bad call.
I'm confused on that. Okay.
Well, it's offside.
They're not offside then if they touched up.
But they didn't touch up there. That's what they're saying. The referee said they did, but when you watch the goal back, and I didn't watch it until yesterday, none of them ever left the zone. The puck never leaves the zone, so that should not have been a goal.
Well, it goes to
I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm going to talk to him. But that's the explanation I got from the referee. So if he would have came over and said, no, or you can't see it, we're not sure if it was offside or not, but he came over and said, we missed the call, it was offside, but all the players tagged up or left the zone and came back in before they scored. Wrong. None of them leave the zone before they scored.
So did you call for that review then, Coach? Are you able
we
to
did.
Call for
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. It was offside by quite a mile. You could tell, even though it's flipped up in the air. I mean, it was offside. So you can ask for the goal to be reviewed.
Sure.
And at the time, we have no way of knowing or whatever. But, you know, when the referee tells me, well, they all tagged up and they were fine before the goal was scored, and you got to believe them, even though we saw what you saw. I didn't want to make a big deal. I wanted to, you know, calm our team down. We still had a lot of hockey left. But as I watched it yesterday when I got home, I'm going, you know, he told me something that didn't happen. And, and that's not good.
So, okay. So on the play, disregarding the offside part of it, what else happened that didn't look like, again, we had guys in front?
We could have cleared the puck, and then we had guys in front again that we just did not pick up the guy in front. We had guys there, and we're a little lazy, playing on the wrong side, and you know, gets through Jamie's pad somehow and gets a far post. But not a good goal to give up, but, you know, like I said, that tied the game, and this is a point where you got to settle things down a little bit, and, you know, it's 2-2 at the time. You know, just we're fine. You know, hey, we got a 12-minute hockey game now for a championship, and I thought we righted it a little bit, and then, you know, then we made a couple mistakes going forward, and they had one of their players step up.
Well, you know, it's too bad with all the technology that we have and how the game has evolved with the technology that everybody up in the press box, at least we had zero idea why they were looking at this goal again. All they kept showing was the overhead and whether or not Jamie knocked the net off.
Well, that's when you watch the game back, the television version, you can hear the announcers going, I don't know why they're looking at this goal.
Yeah, we were
the
same way.
I don't know why. They said, oh, maybe the net came up. And no, that wasn't it. It was to see if it was offside.
Right.
And if it was, it would negate the goal.
Absolutely.
And that was, you know, it's a huge turning
point. That'd be good to know during the broadcast. But anyway, so that ties the game up, makes it a 2-2 hockey game. Then it was McClure. He scores three straight goals for the Mavericks, and one of them at the 11:29 mark.
Shot in by the Huskies, comes off of the boards hard there for Palmquist. And coming in on the forecheck, but Michigan Tech not able to make the play. And odd man rush back the other way now for the Mavericks. In front of the net, here's a shot, scores! Third goal of the weekend. Gives the Mavericks their first lead of the game.
McClure would go on to score two more, the last two on a power play, one on a 5-on-3 power play. But that one goal, that goal we just heard, Coach, I was trying to look at Jamie to see if he was interrupted with a screen or a redirect. Did he just misread that one? Or was that a really good shot.
The guy was coming down the middle hard at him to the net. And the guy stopped, and he might have sprayed some snow on him a little bit there. Okay. But yeah, he just, you know, he didn't see the shot at all, and I think it was because their player going there really took his eyes away. And we did not play that well. We got trapped a little bit, and it looked like it was going to develop into a 3-on-2 rush. And, you know, we didn't read it that way, and our defenseman went down. He didn't have to go down. There was a lot of things we could have done better to prevent that goal. And McClure did a good job. He held on to the puck. You know, most guys would have went in there and tried to make a play or make a shot. I think in the game the difference was is they were able to make some, you know, take advantage of a couple of the rushes and make some plays off of it where we just seemed we couldn't. You know, we had a 3-on-1, another 3-on-1. We didn't even get a shot with Tanner and Gould in the third period. You know, we fought the puck a little bit. I thought all weekend on our rushes.
I agree. And, again, McClure with two more goals, making the final score 5-2 in favor of the Mavericks. 28-25 were the shots in favor of Minnesota State. So the shots very even up. Huskies were 2-for-3 on the power play. Very efficient there. And Minnesota State 2-for-7 on the man advantage. One of those was a 5-on-3 goal. And the Huskies settle for second place in that game. And I know a lot of people, Coach, I know you wanted to address, a lot of people were asking us to on the situation after the game as far as once the handshake between the two teams, what happened there. And
So after the presentation, yeah. So what usually happens is, you know, you go through and you have your handshake and, you know, there's a lot of conversation, good conversation between the players and their coaches. And then, you know, we just left off the ice and they present the Broadmoor Trophy, the championship trophy to their team. So that's what usually happens. I don't know. Some people thought we should stay out on the ice, I guess. And it's interesting because I watched a Minnesota-Michigan game last night and same thing, you know, Michigan goes through, they shake Minnesota's hands and then they just exit. And, you know, and obviously they present the trophy to Minnesota. So
right.
I think that's fine. It's just like the Stanley Cup, you know, they present it. You don't stay out there, the visiting team, and watch them get the Stanley Cup. So there was no disrespect to their team or anything like that. I mean, their coaches know that. And like I said, when you go through the line and some people could hear the conversations mm-hmm. are actually going on and the back and forth between the players, I think that's all good. And that's where you really show the respect and for their team and let them know how you feel about them and congratulate them and wish them well in the tournament and things like that. So there's meant to be no disrespect. And, you know, It's tough when you lose, you know. It's tough when you lose, and you know, for a lot of reasons. But there was no disrespect, and I think that's the way it should be. I don't think the losing team should have to stay out on the ice and watch the other team get the trophy. I don't think if I was my team and we got that, I wouldn't care. No. In fact, I think it's okay. In fact, for the other team to get off the ice at that point because there's no reason for you to have to stay out. So.
Very good. All right, Coach. Well, we got a lot of questions, and we'll answer those questions coming up. Plus, we'll talk about the NCAA tournament a little bit more as the Huskies get set to take on St. Cloud State University. We don't even say that they're Huskies because they're fake Huskies. We are the original Huskies, right? But anyway, they're coming up in at 4 o'clock, pregame 4:30, face-off from Fargo. A great opponent, and should be a lot of fun. But we'll talk about that and your questions coming up right after this on the Mel Pearson Show.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison transmission and Duramax diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
If you have a question for Coach Pearson, you can email it to us, dj@themix93.com. The Huskies are heading to Fargo, North Dakota, not Grand Forks, North Dakota. People are still getting I'm still getting calls on that. It's not Grand Forks. It's not where where North Dakota plays their home games. However, North Dakota is hosting the tournament in Fargo, and that'll be starting on Friday. The Huskies will play the first game of that tournament. Three-game tournament, two semifinals on Friday, one championship on Saturday. Huskies will open up the tournament against St. Cloud State University. 4:30, drop of the puck, 4 o'clock pregame. We might even start before 4 o'clock, depending on our scheduling, but 4 o'clock at the latest for our pregame on Mix 93 WKMJ. I'm really looking forward to that. Questions coming in, you can send your question for Mel Pearson, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. And let's go to our questions right now with Coach Pearson. And first of all, is why were several of the Tech players, here's the question, not on the ice. We already answered that one for Saturday night. The second question is here, is there something more you are looking for out of Joel Esperance that he has not been in?